started the establishment of the Gender Equality Commission by a decision from 2019 on measures for further strengthening guarantees of labor rights, support of women's entrepreneurial activities. Also, the creation of the Senate Committee on Women and Gender Equality. It exercises, you say, parliamentary oversight over gender equality and encourages the incorporation into national laws of international norms. It is said that both the commission I mentioned and both this Senate committee, they receive petitions. It is said, for example, that in your report that in 2020, the Senate committee received around 700 petitions. So there is also the Ministry of Mahala and Family Support, the last one you created and established by a decree from 2020. On measures to revitalize social and spiritual life, further support the Mahalas, and enhance the framework for working with families and women, among others. So working directly and working, of course, with their petitions. There is also, as my colleague mentioned, this the ombudsperson who also received, she also received complaints. So how are these different elements and complaint mechanisms coordinated? What is their effect for women and also those facing multiple discrimination in practice? And how do they relate to their access to courts? Are some of these complaints prerequisite for access to courts? Are they alternative? So, or complaint or access to court? And how do you ensure effective legal aid for women, access to justice? This is not clarified specifically on this procedure because it should be very complicated for women at local level, rural women. And also for women facing intersecting discrimination, like, as you mentioned, women with disability. So, and please clarify which of these three agencies is directly responsible for the implementation of the CEDAW Convention, and also for the coordination within these mechanisms. We note also the adoption of this National Strategy for Gender Equality, and, until 2030, and also the National Human Rights Strategy we mentioned with the roadmap. And finally, the new National Development Strategy was adopted. I mentioned here also something also new, this National Action Plan. This is a draft. Is it adopted on combating and prevention of gender-based violence until 2026? And they also adopted standard operating procedures for multi-sectoral response to gender-based violence. This is for coordination of police, healthcare, social, psychological services, for ensuring survivor-centered services. So concerning these strategies, these mentioned documents, what are the main entities responsible for these strategic documents? And for the National Gender Equality Strategy you mentioned, which will be the main document focused on gender equality, will it ensure collection of gender disaggregated data, adopt gender budgeting and promote research, also coordination within machinery with other bodies, and as you said, with civil society organizations, also at local level, because implementation depends very much on that. What are the main benchmarks? You mentioned some sectors, but benchmarks for implementation and monitoring mechanisms. This is a really very broad strategy, and it's very important. Are there clear links with the National Development Strategy, and how is gender mainstreaming ensured in this National Development Strategy, which is also very important? And what are the technical, human, financial resources provided and guaranteed? I would like now to come to a local level. You say that citizens, self-governing bodies, non-government, non-profit organizations, and these local commissions, part of this third part of the mechanism for social support, are exerting their powers. Please indicate, when working with women directly, how these local commissions and community supports and what is the response system, how it is coordinated, and how this acts with women without interfering into their lives and putting them in danger in cases of violence and other forms of discrimination. I will just give some examples from your report to maybe to clarify more and for you to respond. You say that there is at these local levels, these committees or commissions, there are databases on troubled families and exemplary families. This seems kind of dangerous for us, and I think it's for women to be ashamed or maybe to put in danger by these classifications. And also, you mentioned also that these commissions resolve family conflicts. They try to strengthen the spiritual and moral values, sometimes maybe at the expense of the rights of women, of their independence. So there is a focus, according to us, more on women and their traditional role within the family, especially of these commissions at local level. And the focus should be, according to us, on gender equality and women's rights and the rural women's rights. Please clarify these functions. Thank you very much.